This is New Tech City, WNYC's weekly look at how technology is changing the way New Yorkers live. I'm Anoush Samarodi. 2 weeks after Sandy hit the New York region, is the recovery really happening as efficiently as it could? That's what Andrew Roche is wondering. He's chairman of the 28,000-strong New York Tech Meetup. In the days after the storm, his group launched nytechresponse.org, a website where over 1,000 techies have volunteered to help businesses and nonprofits with their tech problems caused by Sandy. I met up with Andrew Roche in Dumbo, one Brooklyn neighborhood that was flooded during the storm and is populated by a lot of tech startups.
Well, this isn't the first time the tech community has come together. Actually, post-September 11th, the New York tech community came together and volunteered to help small businesses and schools and nonprofits get themselves back up and running after that tragedy. So there's a potential for actually this being more permanent. And in fact, Ron Wyden sponsored a bill called NetGuard, inspired by what happened in New York, specifically to create a national tech corps, a national guard of techies, if you will, who would be available in advance of a hurricane or when something, a terrorist attack or some other tragedy occurs, to be able to provide tech support, provide critical communications, string up Wi-Fi networks, build databases to help people find each other, manage critical infrastructure, and really provide the underpinnings for our information age recovery.
And why isn't that being done already?
When that bill was passed by the Senate 97-0 and incorporated in the Homeland Security Act, there was a lot of hope that the government would actually accept this resource. But unfortunately, the Bush administration and the Obama administration haven't really focused on it, probably because most of government it still is living in the 20th century and doesn't quite understand fully how the 21st century technology could actually make government more efficient or actually can provide relief and recovery. But that's beginning to change. And in fact, Deputy Secretary Jane Holt-Lute from HHS, which is overseeing FEMA, has already called for volunteers to help with cybersecurity, and she's told us that she's very interested in operationalizing the idea of tech volunteers, just like a National Guard, to be present whenever there's a disaster coming.
So our mayor is extremely tech savvy, we like to think. Why don't we have something like that in place here in New York City?
Well, our mayor's done a great job in warning people about the disaster and trying to give as much support and relief. But the magnitude of this storm was something that nobody could have foreseen, or at least to the degree that it actually has manifested itself. The mayor operates a bureaucracy that's also to a larger degree still stuck in the 20th century. So just because the mayor appreciates technology, he can't, even in 10 years, he can't snap his fingers and all of a sudden turn New York City into a digital city in every way. But that's what the New York Tech Meetup is actually trying to do. It's actually trying to show that we can provide critical tech support. And it shouldn't just be the role of government to provide relief and recovery. Sometimes people say first responders are firemen and policemen, but very often the first responders are the people who are actually living where the disaster strikes. And because of technology, they can actually help themselves get back to where they were before the disaster struck, even without the city's help.
Can you just sort of give me an example, like describe for me what that would look like? People helping themselves, the tech community involved, the government understanding what role tech could play?
You know, everyone today has an iPhone or an Android phone or a smartphone, and there are all kinds of open maps that allow people to post information about either traffic or potholes or any kind of problem. So you can conceivably use open mapping to be able to identify critical problems when there's a disaster. And you can use open mapping, for example, to identify price gouging so that the Attorney General would be able to investigate when people are gouging on gas or services after a disaster. So open mapping is one example. Another way is helping people find each other. Post Katrina, there were 7 databases for lost people after that hurricane. And actually, technologists all around the world got together and created something called the Katrina People Finder Project, which consolidated all those databases into one database, so whoever was looking for someone would just have to go to one place to find their loved one. Also, there's a need for equipment. When a school gets displaced and needs to do its attendance, their equipment is still stuck in the building which was flooded or damaged. So there's a need for equipment, there's a need for Wi-Fi routers, there's a need for making that infrastructure work again. And so people can actually help themselves because they have Wi-Fi routers, they might have computers. Now, they may not have power. That's still an issue. But maybe with this kind of thinking, we might actually start distributing electric generators in areas that are prone to flooding, or have them at the ready so they can easily be distributed when a disaster strikes.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people were like, well, what good does technology do if I don't have Wi-Fi?
Well, exactly. And in Lower Manhattan, we didn't have power and we didn't have Wi-Fi. And in fact, the Federal Communications Commission was looking 3-4 years ago at the idea of actually floating blimps over areas that didn't have connectivity and providing Wi-Fi. And as we know, Wi-Fi can act as a vehicle for voice calls using voice over IP. So it can be a very critical infrastructure that can be just floated like a cloud over a disaster area and can save lives and protect property and help people get back on their feet.
And if I'm hearing you correctly, it sounds like the government has a lot of good ideas but isn't necessarily getting them executed as quickly as we need to if weather like this continues. Why isn't the tech community just going out and doing it?
Well, the tech community actually is going out and doing it. We put out a call for volunteers, and we actually put out a call for people letting us know what they need, and they're contacting us. And wherever people contact us, we are actually going out and connecting and trying to help. The city still thinks of technology for the most part as a slice of the pie. And what we need the city to understand is technology is actually the pan that actually supports everything else that the city does. And hopefully with the New York Tech Meetup volunteering in this disaster, we can work with the city and eventually work with the federal government and create a resource that will provide critical and crucial technical relief and recovery support when needed in a disaster or any other important incident.
Andrew Richey, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
What do you think? After the storm, did you enjoy getting a break from your phone and email? Or do you think connectivity needs to be a priority and could have helped you get back on your feet faster in the days and weeks after Sandy? Tell us online at wnyc.org/tech or on Twitter at New Tech City. I'm Manoush Samarodi, and this is New Tech City from WNYC.